Good morning. 8:30 a.m. The 25th of April 2016. I think that's right. I think it's the 25th. I apologize in advance. It is windy as all get out here. 26th. 26th, not the 25th, of course. We got up with, we went to bed with thunder showers last night. We got up with thunder showers this morning. It's been raining. In fact, it was raining just a few minutes ago. But it's stopped now. Clouds are breaking up. I've got some blue sky off here to the west. Clouds are blowing out. It's going to be a chilly day. It's like 40 degrees out here and the wind is just whistling as the front moves by. The wind direction shifted while I was walking along West 20th. So I'll take that as perhaps it's going to blow itself out here soon. I'm trying to get my glove back on because my fingers are freezing. I didn't wear a parka, I didn't wear fleece, I've got a windbreaker over a sweatshirt, and it's not quite warm enough, so, chilly, chilly. Okay, yesterday was one of those days where I didn't actually get time to walk, barely had time to pee. I did get my 1,000 words in yesterday. It seems so little compared to where I know I need to be, but it's more than nothing. And it took me until 10:30 to get it finished up, but I got it. And also yesterday marked 15,000 words. So I'm at 15K. I need to focus in and get this story going. I really want to get it out. Oh God, that's cold. Dude. And I think it feels colder than it is because everything is soaked. There's water running down the side of the street. Sidewalks are wet. Streets are wet. So yeah, 15,000 words, we're cruising along. I really need to get into the 5K a day habit again. Get this book wrapped up and off to Karen Conlon for editing. I'm walking hard and my legs are killing me. I'm trying to get heat going and I'm failing. Sun is beginning to burn through the clouds, so I should be able to pick up some heat on the eastern reach. Gonna have to slow down a little bit. So I don't know if I got anything really to talk about today. I've been focused on trying to get my own stuff together. I'm trying to get things organized. Yesterday was therapy day and we had a good conversation. And then I spent the rest of the day sort of ruminating and running kids back and forth. I had a spouse who needed to deal with a dentist yesterday. I made a lovely dinner. And it still took me till 11 o'clock to, or 10 o'clock to get that 1,000 words done. And I am so sleepy. I don't know. I'm trying to stay awake here to stay awake long enough to get home. Yeah, part of it was I was up late two nights in a row and then up early two mornings in a row, so I'm running a sleep deficit. I'm gonna try to get a nap in today. In between writing, try to find something interesting to read, to write about, to talk about. I spent part of yesterday looking at countdown deals and rankings on the countdown page. And it looks like the countdowns get weighted by the amount of time left to run. So I was looking at a book that had a sales rank of 20,000, but was listed two slots higher on the countdown promotion list than a book with 6,000 sales rank and only 2 days left. The lower raced rank had a much longer time left to run. So I'm thinking that the time left is weighted by, or the sales rank is weighted by time left to run for the countdown deal. I also inadvertently bought a book yesterday and I started reading it. I've had a couple, I've picked up several recommended for you titles and pretty much thrown them away. Massive info dumps early. A prologue that serves, as much as I could tell, zero purpose. Big blocks of text to welcome me to the story of action and adventure. And it doesn't work. Sorry, that just doesn't work. So, yeah, I threw them. I will mention Sue Duff, Fade to Black. Fade to Black. It's sort of a cross between Harry Dresden and R.L. King's Alistair Stone series. It's definitely paranormal with gods and elementals and magical powers and an unseen world. Which is not necessarily actually something I like to read very much. I'm good with fantasy. It's just that I'm not so good with... I want my fantasy to be a little less paranormal and a little more fantastical. But I have to say I enjoyed it. I read Fade to Black. I'm toying with the idea of getting the next book. The reason I know it is that Sue Duff is also a member of the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, and she, along with Lisa Manifold and I, are the shortlist for Independent Writer of the Year Award. Monk Post. Air life chopper going by. And so we were talking on one of our closed channels, and she wanted to pick my brain about growing an audience and finding readers and getting them engaged in stories. And so I grabbed a sample of Fade to Black, and I liked the sample, and they're only 99 cents. Well, they were only 9 cents. I think she's raised the price. Because there was a couple of things that I said to her. One was that there were some formatting issues inside that were maddening. The chief one is one that I see a lot. And that's that authors use carriage returns in their manuscripts to separate scene breaks. So you'll end one scene and hit carriage return a couple times, start the next scene. Well, because the process of converting that to an ebook basically takes it to HTML, and HTML ignores stacked white spaces. So where you would see on a word processing document, you see two or three, you see a blank space between, because there's two or three line feeds. HTML strips them out and puts in only one. And so that what happens is that the scene, there's no break. You finish the sentence, the paragraph that ends the scene, and then you start the next paragraph, and it's a new scene, but you have no clues to tell you when you're reading, other than there's this sudden disconnect, a skip in the record, as it were. And he's like, what? How did this happen? Where did this go? This guy's trying to turn in behind me here. And she's got a bunch of hard-coded hyphens in it, which don't track well when you're using an e-reader, because the hard hyphens show up in the middle of words, in the middle of lines, in the middle of paragraphs, and they look confusing. In dash formation. So I talked to her a little bit about the books, the formatting, the technical aspects of it. And how I thought she was selling the books for 99 cents. Which in novels these days tends to be a problem. Because while it does appeal to the bargain shopper, there's also, I think, a larger market for well-written fantasy, even paranormal. At the higher price point, $2.99, $3.99, $4.99. I'm really biased toward the under $5. But she's got so few sales now at 99 cents. Raising the price, even to just $2.99, and I don't know what she's raised them to, but she did mention she's raised them. Just raising it to $2.99 means she can get more sales or get more revenue from 1/6 the sales. And she's only selling one a month. She's probably not going to sell less than one a month. And maybe having it be in the upper price range will get her out of the bargain basement and get her into a more main line. audience base. That's willing to spend $3, $4, even $5 for an e-read, for a decent e-read. So if you're looking for a sample to read, grab Fade to Black. It's written by Sue Duff. It's a good read. I'm thinking very seriously about picking up the second book. I've got a bunch of samples that I've picked up over the last few days. And I'm in the process of winnowing them out. The one book that I picked up on a countdown deal was The Lord's Son's Travels, I think. And I picked it up and I bought it by accident, but it wouldn't let me return it because it was on a countdown deal or something. I don't know. Anyway, I started reading it. And this is a really good example of a book with really marginal aspects of craft. This is apparently a fantasy. It's sort of like a fable. It's kind of like a tall tale. I don't quite how to characterize it yet. I haven't read very much of it. The point of view is crazy. It's all over the place. It's impossible. Much of the story is at a distance. There, the author, I don't even remember the author's name, but the author is doing the telling the story rather than giving us the opportunity to learn about the characters. She's telling us about the characters. She's telling us about the world. Rather than having the characters interact with the world on an extended basis. There are times when they do, and there are some interesting characters. In spite of all of this, there are some interesting characters, and the story is intriguing. And so I'm reading it and I'm thinking, this book is terrible. This is horrible. From a craft standpoint, this book is just ugh. And yet I find myself thinking, okay, I need to find a few minutes to read. Oh, I've got to wait here in the parking lot. Let me read a few chapters. Let me read a few paragraphs. Let me see what happens next. So it was a really, really, really good example of a book that has all the earmarks of a good story without the actual craft of good storytelling. So I don't know what to think about it. I'm reading it and I'm looking at it and I'm taking a sort of a meta-analysis view of it and trying to figure out what pieces of it are off. And for the most part, point of view is probably the worst. I think the author's going for an omniscient point of view, a point of view that I find less than satisfactory, shall we say. And it's not done particularly well. And yet, I keep going back to the story of the youngest son of the king who won't inherit the throne, who has set his sights on being in the military, and then must turn traitor to his own family, his country, in order to follow up on what might be a serious danger to the realm. So it's fun. It's horrible. But it's a fun read. It's a fun read. I think that's the name of it. The Lord's Son's Travels. Something like that. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.